relationships are consistently being tested. And also, we get a nice little, you know, something from MLK who reminds us that we are Black and beautiful. So stay tuned, you guys.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz
begin. Can you repeat that? Trying to take my man, see, I don't need that. So don't play yourself where my girl's at. From the front to back, when you're feeling that.
What's going on, y'all? This is a nice throw
party shake.
Oh my god.
Okay, wait, but yeah, I see a hot shake all the time.
I can't do it right now, but yeah.
Hey, yo, I love this song. Yeah, I used to like dance with my friends and stuff in the mirror because I have man problems at 10 years old. Okay,
right.
What's going on, y'all? This is the Star After Show, and we are blasting this music for y'all. Okay. And I am joined here with my co-host. I am your lead host, Ivana Williams. What's going on?
Yes. What's up? I am Shauna O, and you know what? I've been waiting for y'all. I gotta talk.
And I'm Rocky Harris, and clearly you can see where my girls are at. Sit at the panel for the Star After
right
Show.
Here, dog.
I'm Jill Monroe. Hey, hey. Hey.
Okay, right.
And speaking of 702, they're actually coming out with a reunion tour, so that's amazing.
It makes sense that we hear them.
Yeah. Shout out to Mila, Irish, and...
Ooh, yeah, can you name both? No, you gotta
Mila,
get all of them.
Irish.
It's the We're counting on you, Jill.
Mila, Irish... Yeah, I don't know.
Go Google
I can't
see,
remember.
See, now
you know what?
My the chat got us. Chat, help us out. I know you guys got it.
Shout out to the chat. You guys,
our producer got us too. Yeah. I see he's typing
I'm
it too.
I'm in the chat, but I can't log in to type back to you guys, but I'm in there. So if you have something to say something.
Yes.
You know, we like right. talking
Watching
to you guys
you.
Always. Yes.
And you all, we were a little behind because we had technical difficulties, but we are here. And I want to let you all know what we're talking about today. Cotton and her son, hello, Andy, and he's still trying to process some things we got going on. Quincy, oh my God, it's a miracle.
Derek.
Okay. Yes, Derek. Also, Quincy. Yeah.
And the grandma is tripping.
Ruby yes, she is.
Ruby is, she's always on one.
Yeah, she's on a few, yeah. right? Yeah.
Bottle always in
hand. So what were y'all's overall thoughts about the episode?
You know, I was just kind of... honestly, this is my favorite episode so far.
Yeah.
I loved it. There was a lot of reveals and a lot of new people.
I love the flow of this episode.
Yes.
It and
was well written.
The old school Andy's song was bomb, and I liked the sample from MLK. That was cute.
I like that we weren't in the shop or in Midtown Records. Yes. I like that we actually were out of doors and
it's
out of
so
the neighborhood.
Crazy. We just said that last show. We were like, we need to see them get out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And hey.
They did that.
They went to a college campus.
Tallahassee.
And brought a little drama.
Okay. For your mama. So first, I definitely want to get Cotton. I want to discuss that because, so, you know, we saw in the last episode, you know, the mother of the son stops by and she's like, yo, I'm looking for Arnold. And it's like, I mean, right. I'm not necessarily Arnold, but like, I'm who you're looking for. I felt so bad because the whole conversation, like at the top of the episode when, you know, the mother of the son was just not accepting her. She's like, you know, our son wanted to meet his father, not whatever it is that you are. And I was like,
burn.
I'd be here better than half the men that you probably were.
Hello?
So, okay.
Probably, right. but come on, to be fair. And I remember I said this last week, I wasn't sure if she actually, you know, knew that Cotton was Arnold. That has got to be a shocking thing to confront. And, you know, not that it's okay. You're going to go through a range of emotions in that moment. So... obviously, Cotton took it in stride because they ended up being able to have a civil conversation, but...
yeah, obviously. I mean, whenever somebody is transitioning, family and friends and others do transition around them as well. But that's my only point was just, it was just sad considering the fact that I understand the mother of the son... I don't want to keep calling her mother son, like baby mama.
Keisha.
Yes.
You know, was shocked, but like the transphobia wasn't necessary, that's all.
Yeah, she didn't have to be rude. She didn't have to be rude, regardless if that's...
I know, but in real life, right? And I'm not, again... it's not okay to treat someone like this. But 7 years you haven't seen your child's father, and again, you were sleeping with this individual, and now their true self comes to light. And if you didn't have a clue, you might not take
that's fine. No, I totally get it. It's just, it's just really sad.
But even, yeah, I feel like even though you haven't seen them for 7 years, it doesn't give you the right to be disrespectful because you may not understand what they are and who they are today. I mean, people change,
right?
Literally, in several different ways,
physically,
right? And for Cotton, that was the way that she changed. And if you can't get down with that, that doesn't mean that you are hurtful. You just, if you don't understand, ask questions instead of making strong, blatant statements.
Yes, I was gonna say, I have to agree with Jill, just because I know for a fact that the initial reaction is not always the best reaction, and I feel she even handled it better than she could have. Like, she really could have gotten violent. People get violent with trans people all the time.
She didn't use any profanity.
She really, it just seemed like she was really in shock, and she just left out, and I think that, that's left done. Maybe she was, do you guys think she was in love? I mean, she was
we don't know yet.
She was in love with something.
She was looking like, where are you? Like, what, I want you back, so I don't know.
I would be confused if because you're like, did I miss signs? What happened? Like, you know, questions. And again, we don't know how they ended. Maybe Arnold dogged her out. Maybe Arnold was a player for a minute. We don't know.
Well, yeah. And then I felt bad, too, whenever Miss Bruce opened her mouth, you know, and then Cassie over here like, well, you got a kid out there, basically. And Cotton's like, yo, what the hell, Miss Bruce? And then what did she say to her? She's like, oh, stop being a bitch and man up. And I was just like,
That scene was funny. Cassie was like, man up. And Bruce was like, you don't got to say all that.
No.
Considering the circumstances.
You know, I'm glad that Cotton and Miss Bruce are able to joke about those types of things, though. And it's nice to see that they're in a comfortable space with people that they feel comfortable with to joke about it. And I don't know. I think sometimes it's good to have that type of dialogue in conversations, because sometimes you have to find the light from something that can be dark all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah,
I agree. So, I mean, I don't know. What else were y'all, some of y'all's thoughts on Cotton and...
Cotton, not so much. Andy took a total turn for me.
Well, we'll go to that. I just wanted to discuss Cotton because we didn't see a whole lot about Cotton, but it was still very pivotal, I think, in the episode as much as... You know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, my last thoughts on Cotton were, I wonder if inside she's like, man, like, should I try to present myself to my son as a man, like, to try to give him some type of, is she saying like, you know what, let me just go ahead and just jump right in? I really like that she is thinking about it. She is not considering just being like, oh well, like, I'm living a different lifestyle, I don't want any kids. She's really jumping in and accepting the role.
Well, in this case, I mean, she can't really say, I don't want any kids, because, like, well, now you're going to be put on child support. Like, this child is
Some
yours.
Some people are okay with
like,
that.
You
Some
can't
are
run
like,
from it.
I'll be
but
the monetary.
It did seem like at the end, they kind of made up some. When they had the conversation at the table, you know, Cotton said, you know, something's changed, but not everything, you know, because Cotton still had her sense of humor and stuff, like what you alluded to, Raquel. Like, they still, you know, joke around, so... It's difficult because the child is, what, 7, you said?
Yeah.
The child is
Jayden,
7.
His name is Jayden.
Yeah, 7. So this is going to be a long process. But, I mean, it's a shocker for all of us. But, I mean, I'm interested in exploring it some more, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, speaking of exploring, we just definitely want to explore some conversations, and we have a live read for you all before we get to the next topic.
Yes. If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, have we got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. So that's every Friday. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment when you do. Let Maria know that we, the star panel, sent you there.
Your favorite.
Exactly. Ow. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out.
Oh, right. Yes. I think, honestly, we're going to save Andy and all his shenanigans for the end. Like, I want to end that one. I'm so sorry. Because I want to discuss Derek, too. Like, we have to discuss Derek. And he's getting very, very close with a physical therapist. This one looks real and genuine, you guys.
What's her name?
I forgot. I knew it last week.
She's
I can't remember.
Not
Something
relevant.
With an M.
She's not relevant?
She's not.
Sorry. Why?
Because she helped inspire him to walk. What do you mean?
He walking now.
But he was already moving them toes before Alex left.
Yeah.
He was.
But he said she helped him. He wanted to show her.
Yeah. Well, she was paid to do so.
But he is so vulnerable right now. He's looking towards anybody, running away from his grandmother, running away from Alex.
I totally agree.
He's looking for a romantic connection right now.
Exactly. Because Alex already had a rebound, and so now he needs a rebound to fix his problems. And then when they break up, they'll be right back together.
But he is talking to her as if she's not a rebound, and he's continually Mariella. Talk about Alex.
Mariella is her name.
Shout out
to Makeup by Maya in the chat. Thank you for that.
Sean C says she's a snake.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think something is shading, and I'm going to tell you, when Miss Ruby got the phone call about the check, I don't think Miss Ruby would be the one to be taking Derek's check. So that kind of raised a couple of flags for me, but we're going to see.
I mean, Miss Ruby's an alcoholic, so, and I don't trust alcoholics.
Right.
So.
Indeed, but I don't know.
It's right after that comment he made about, as soon as I get my money, I'm going to be moving up out of here.
True.
She's like, you ungrateful bastard, you do that. But
yeah, exactly.
Now, if I get your money, who's moving where?
Maybe not, right.
Because she's getting the check.
No. Sorry.
I hope Miss Ruby doesn't do that.
Because that's when she said, how much? And she asked again. Like, she's like, oh, I'm going to ball out on this money.
She's about to go to jail, though, for fraud.
Right after she goes to Jamaica, though. She's going to make something up that
She's going to get sober some way in
jail. Weed heaven.
Hey. You said weed heaven?
Yeah, that's what she's going to do. She's going to go buy a whole bunch of, you know.
In Atlanta?
Oh, that's right. She does smoke and drink. That's right.
She's going to be somewhere lit.
Yeah, she is.
Shout out to Sarah's Daily Vlog in Jamaica, who is watching us right now. Hey, girl. That ganja, we heard about it. Miss Ruby heard about
that's
it.
That's so random. Okay.
Sorry. So, I know that's random, but I am random.
I would want to say, I remember one of... Oh, Jill, you were making a comment, but I think the two of you were, that... Miss Ruby is not gonna like seeing Derek with a non-black girl. But now I think at the end, whenever she saw Derek though, like making the steps literally to walk towards a girl and then they kiss, I think something changed in Miss Ruby and she was like, you know what, this girl ain't all that bad.
No, I don't think she still thinks she's bad, but she's like, he's walking, so we're gonna see how this plays out. He's a benefit to her.
And she also, she also still mentioned Alex saying like, oh, this is just a little fluke. Like, they'll be back together.
That was so crazy.
Yeah.
You know how all people are.
Thanks a lot for ruining this. Yeah, they don't, filter. They don't care.
No. They call it like, that's what she sees. And we aren't, you know, positive that she's wrong in her assessment.
Yeah, I think that they're going to come back together too. I think they just need their time with other people to, you know, do what they need to do. And then they'll be right.
Okay, so nobody thinks that Derek is over the girl?
Over Alex?
No.
He's too hurt.
Because how are you just going to lean into somebody else that fast? Like, you, if anything, you need someone to take your attention, because without, who would he have?
Yeah.
His grandma?
Himself.
And he's tired of her, honey. He's tired. Oh, he's like, I am ready to go.
Yeah, he said.
Because he has to be dependent on her, so.
I wrote that there was some displaced anger to me, because it's like, he was just throwing all this shade at Miss Ruby, but she didn't even say that much.
Right. I feel like she deserves some shade, though.
She said... She doesn't have to say a lot, but, like, what she says is enough to be like, honestly, shut the hell up.
Yeah. Like, she's hella rude. Like, she's hella rude. But, I mean, and it is... We do have to mention that, yes, Miss Ruby is older, and so they have a certain type of mindset when it comes to young people, because they just feel like, we don't know nothing anyway.
Yes.
But at the same time, if you feel like...
Old, black, and Southern, she don't give a damn.
Yeah, and then my thing is, like, Derek has contributed to the house, and he's made great steps within his own career. So I feel like Miss Ruby's just taken a total shift towards Derek, which is just so weird to me. And I wish we could find...
You mean, she's more invested?
No, I feel
her anger?
Her anger is...
But, I mean, I think that you have to consider, too, that when someone... When you shift into a position of a caregiver, right, and a caregiver of that capacity where, you know, he's incapacitated, he can't walk, he, you know, we don't know what functions he has, he might need assistance, bathing, you know, those type of things. Sometimes just your frustration in those situations might manifest itself in other ways. So it might just be the stress of everything and you not really having an outlet.
Mm-hmm. But she really ain't been doing nothing. Alex has been doing everything until old girl came into the play.
Even still, she has to pay for it.
Like, when it came for taking care of him physically?
But she has to pay for it financially. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
And she feels like that's enough, though.
But she getting checks sent to the house. And then on top of that, now you're getting his check. So, what has she really contributed besides giving him a home, which probably she doesn't pay for herself?
Man, you guys, I'm going to... Caregiving... in those situations, and I'm not excusing Miss Ruby because obviously she, you know, she's off glass. She came in there and propped her feet up with Good Times on, talking about fixing
y'all
a plate.
Make me a plate.
Right. After she just insulted
We're
the
telling
trio.
Derek, Derek, telling Derek, y'all go ahead and fix me a plate.
What?
Okay.
And he Derek, gonna roll up over there and do it.
But do a tumble.
That was to the not kid. Right.
Derek, you and your little girl, why don't y'all go fix me a plate? What? Well, I don't understand. It's like she went in the kitchen, she ate some stuff, went and sat down and said, now y'all go fix me a plate.
She
you was just in the kitchen. I know.
And remember she said her and her boo obviously have been having issues. She's been coming home early from seeing her boo. So she might really be mad at Mr. Bo, whomever
that guy,
taking it out on Derek.
And then one last thing I was thinking is, and it'll take it a little deep, sorry, but she did lose, what, two sons? Two sons? So she is watching Derek go through this situation where he may or may not make out of it. Then Alex's situation happens. She doesn't know if he is. I feel like she's dealing with some emotional, like, heaviness about it, and she's manifesting it in drinking and then being very angry because drinking makes you angry. That's how I feel.
Well, when I drink, I don't be that angry, though.
You're emotional. You're happy. Your emotions start to show easier.
And then I go to sleep. Like, me too. What Miss Ruby needs to do.
I do that with other things. Maybe that's what she needs to switch out alcohol for that ganja. Mm-hmm. And then she'll
and
be
take
back
a nap.
And meditate.
You know?
And meditate and pray and then find herself and then she'll be back.
Amen.
Amen. Well, listen, I know that you guys are in the chat chatting with us, and some of you are listening to this on iTunes. So what we would like to ask you is to remember to leave us 5 stars on iTunes because we're special and we like stars. And this is Star.
And leave us bomb.
Yeah, we're all that. And leave us a thumbs up on YouTube for checking us out. Thank you very much. We appreciate it each and every week. Back to the topics, though.
So now let's get into Andy. It's like Andy versus Maurice, Andy versus Star, Andy versus Simone, Andy versus himself.
Everybody.
I mean, my God.
Andy said, I don't give a damn.
No.
Okay?
Not at all. Because at the top of the episode, we see him having a discussion with his adoptive, wealthy as hell
which
white
is
parents.
A reveal.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm not mad at that. I like the fact that we got to see more of what Andy's life is like. Yeah. And it seems now more that Star, the show, isn't only about Star that... The girl, it's a, showcasing so many
the
stars
world.
Now.
Yeah.
And you know? Perspectives and of blackness.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like so many different sides. Like, because, I mean,
I think they've already tried that.
Right.
It didn't really curl all the way, but now we're seeing more of it.
Now we're expanding more into it with, you know, we see Alex with very rich and famous parents. Mm-hmm. Andy with, you know, financially well-off parents helped him get into Harvard. Mm-hmm. They have certain
Who
expectations.
Are white, which is very
which is major.
Yeah. And they touch on the fact that he's a black child and they feel like that was taking a risk. And everything else that, like, in whatever he was going to pursue in life. And they probably felt like, well, we've sent you to Harvard and you're trying to be a musician.
And like, also pointed out that Andy was the only black person his parents knew. So.
Which is bizarre.
And it's one of those situations.
Which is not okay. My
Because
God.
It becomes a social experiment at that point. Like, oh,
look at us. We're good white
I can
people.
Take care of black kids
look
and make them not.
Look at our little black son.
Right.
Yeah. Look at his little black
he
ass.
He didn't turn out to be a thug, did he?
Yeah.
No, his name's not Jamal.
I think it takes that justification it's where it's
Andy.
Like, not only do I know a black person, like, I adopted a black person.
I
cannot possibly be racist. And it's one of those conversations that need to be had that does not erase it.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
I raised a black child. Yeah. So I totally understand what oppression
having
feels
sex
like.
With black people and adopting and having black children does not absolve you of your racism.
It doesn't.
Okay.
White people, okay.
And he obviously is dealing with some inner hate as well because I don't think he necessarily loves himself because he's not
connecting. Is it self-hate?
I don't think that it's self-hate.
I feel
self-hate.
Like he's just lost.
That's what I feel. I feel like he doesn't know who he is because when they were on the college campus and he was watching all the step shows and the sororities and fraternities, he was like, wow, this is great. He was very much
he's like,
into
I
it.
Went to an HBCU.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you guys are saying.
And then when he had that moment where he was saying, like, I learned from Sammy Davis Jr., I learned from James Brown, like, all these people.
He had to learn blackness through music.
Through media, which is how white people typically learn blackness and black culture is through media. So, I mean, I feel really bad for Andy, but to all the black kids out there that don't necessarily take to what's stereotypically black culture, it's okay. I'm that black kid that likes anime and a lot of, like, scary non-black things. And it's fine. Don't worry about it. Your blackness is everything.
How did y'all feel about Star confronting Andy? Like, don't be mad because you don't know yourself and I'm comfortable in a space.
I thought it was a very interesting point.
I was like, first of all,
I thought it was an interesting dichotomy. You can go ahead.
Go ahead. I mean, what do you mean? In what sense? Like, just her statement?
Yeah, just like her statement and like, how did y'all feel about a white woman saying that to a black man? You know, you don't feel comfortable. Basically saying you don't know yourself and your blackness, and don't be mad at me because I'm comfortable being around all these black people. Mm. Like, because it seemed like he was like overcompensating, you know, trying to show that he's so down and he's so black and he's doing the most. It's that, you know, he's questioning his blackness. And he's never had an experience like that at an HBCU, and he wants to be a star. So he was doing the most at.
I guess I never felt like it wasn't until this episode where I felt like Andy didn't connect to his blackness, which is odd to me because I'm like, well, does it mean that Andy's uncomfortable with being? Because when has he really shown that he was uncomfortable?
I'm with you. I don't feel that he was uncomfortable with his blackness. I feel that he just had a different aspect of the black experience.
Yeah.
And what I think Star was picking up on is that perhaps she may not, maybe outside of Alex, hasn't been around black people that are from an upper class, you know, type of situation. Yeah. So there are some things I think Andy was overcompensating for.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe not for the exact reasons that Star pointed out, but I did think that it was a worthwhile conversation to have.
Yeah.
You know, from both sides, because he also told her, just because you've had all that black.
Yeah. I'm not discrediting. Yeah, I'm not discrediting that at all, because, like, yes, he had white adoptive parents and he went to Harvard, an opportunity that many black people don't have, but that's still a black experience. That's still his black experience because he is black. But.
Well, and then speaking on that, there was a viral, I don't know where, some politician had said something about a black student who had just got admitted to Harvard, and he said, was it quota or was it
Did you see that?
Was it and I mean,
the guy came back with a really nice calm clap.
He was like, no, I was valedictorian. I did this, and I would
school
think that
president.
That's right.
You need my transcripts? Cause like,
well, and then you're just some random person tweeting me about what got me into a prestigious school.
I don't think it was a random person. Wasn't it something?
It was a politician.
Official? Yeah.
Well, and it was a politician, but I'm saying you're random in regards to his process
proximity.
Of getting into.
He doesn't know him.
Yeah, like you don't know him. So I do think it's interesting when black kids have those moments of like affirmative action, because sometimes you do probably think like, okay, what got me this job? Was it just because you needed to fill your quota, or was it like my talent?
Right.
So I mean, that I feel like that's in the back of my mind with a lot of things. Like, we have so many programs that are made just for black people, and it's like, because typically we don't get hired, and that's unfortunate that you have to question yourself even when you get the past weekend. You know, and it's just so many things that black people still have to go through, and even when we do reach a point where we have all these things that are given to us, we still question, okay, was I still good enough? Did you pick me because I was great?
Did I really deserve this?
But you know, hey.
Yeah, so during their performance with Take These, first of all, my school, like, they never put on concerts like that, though. Like the set design, I never, at University of North Texas, I never seen no concert like that. I was like, oh, must
be
nice.
They have a little budget.
Well, those big schools, I feel like,
school was huge, though, but they still didn't do nothing like that. I was like,
I went to an art school, so we definitely had concerts, but since mine was not, like, the typical campus, we didn't have, like, many. But we had more speakers and stuff like that. But yeah,
same.
Not like
so many public speakers.
Yeah, we didn't have a huge.
God.
But
all
like Florida A&M and like those huge like HBCUs, they like J. Cole like comes out.
They be having performances.
No, people like, oh, you about to headline this? Like, oh,
even their step shows are like major, thousands of people there.
Yo. But see, step shows in college are way bigger. At least they used to be compared to someone coming to perform, because that was like it's like a. More or less a talent show for college.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, I mean, seeing, like, the step shows and stuff like that was like, okay, well, this is a college campus. But when you bring out, like, huge stars to come, to come perform, it's like, ooh, okay. Like, that is a big budget, for sure.
Do y'all believe Andy's the reason why the CD skipped?
Yes.
Do you think he really?
Definitely.
Well, wait, one second. Can we just go back for a second, because Andy was acting reckless when they were outdoors at the thing selling their merch. Can we talk about Tammy? Say, little bitch.
Tallahassee Tammy.
Tallahassee Tammy.
I was gonna get to that,
I
was gonna skip because for her and with Noah.
I wanted to say really quick before we moved on for sure that I just recognized that kind of explains why Andy has always been an intern, but at the same time he's pretty bossy, right?
Like, he will be telling people what to do.
So he has some privilege.
He has that privilege, like, have you guys noticed? Remember them saying, like, you're just Ivy an League intern. Privilege. Like, why are you acting like this? And he'd be like, well, but without me, you wouldn't have this information. Like, he's very just forward, and I think it's because of that privilege.
That Ivy League
It's one
privilege.
Thing to have confidence, but and, it's another thing to have, like, know, this ego. Like, dude, we can replace you. But maybe not if my parents are wealthy white people who got me here. But do they really support him even working in the industry? They didn't support him having a music career.
They said that what they said was you need to hang on to your internship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose that internship,
we're cutting you off.
We're cutting you off. Now so basically, stay, you know, make sure that you are doing something that can build up skills that you can use once this phase wears off.
So no support system.
I mean, you know, it happens and you do what you do. My parents did not support my dream in that aspect financially. They did, but you know, the dreams of wanting to be on this side. Why?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Go to school. Mm-hmm.
Plan B should be your plan A.
Which is weird though, since you're from out here.
But my parents are not. Like, so they were not. They, you know.
Where are your parents from?
We talked about this last week, guys. My dad was from Texas. My parents are deceased now, but my dads were from Texas, and my mom's was from Mississippi. So, you know, they moved out here during the, you know, migration here or whatever. So they, you know, were looking for fundamentals. They education had got them to a certain status, and they believed that that's where my focus should be.
No, which is most typical. I was gonna ask you all about that. Like, did you all have those types of conversations with your parents where they were so worried about you? But it's not that they didn't care, that but maybe they don't see or understand your vision the way that you do.
And 100%,
you
know what
I mean? Yeah. I mean, my mom is a lot more understanding than my dad is. My dad's like, you can come home right now and live with us forever.
I hate that.
Fine.
It's,
yeah.
It's so it's discouraging sweet, too. But
it's sweet, but at the same time, it's still a backhanded I think you're amazing, but do we really need to do this?
I think it's like a phase.
I think sometimes children feel they like it translates to them like, okay, but you don't think that I'm good enough. You don't
I don't think that it's necessarily always that with parents. I think sometimes it's fear based because they know that the odds are really high. Yeah. It's a lot of sacrifice and it's really hard, and they're thinking about
my baby.
I want to protect you from that rejection and things like that.
Well, and it's also because they would never think to do it. They would never think, okay, I want, like, I mean, for you, like, the people who flew out here and like literally started all the way over, I mean, that's incredible.
To not
have anyone, I mean, like for me, like all I had was my line sister here, and I told her the year before I came, hey, I'm just letting you know, I'll be on your couch for however long until I get my space, and then, you know, and you keep
it
pushing.
Nobody.
Yeah. And that's the thing is like you move out here and you do whatever you do, and it I feel like that's where parents should be proud of, is the fact that your child, whether it works or not, the fact that your child was willing to take a risk for what they loved, that in itself, and that's how my mom feels. She's very like, honestly, girl, I'm glad that you're fighting for something that you love. And my dad's like, look, I mean, if you know, if it don't work out, you got a bed at home. And that's just, you know, you got to take it for what it is.
Honestly, that's my motivation, because I don't want to go back to my mama's house.
Exactly. Okay. I love my bills paid though.
I know, it's like, I love my mom dearly. They have a big house, but like, I don't want to go back. I can't go back yet.
Yeah. Yeah. I got something to prove.
Yeah. Yeah. Star was really pissed off though about their CD skipping. She went out, she slashed some damn tires though.
And I'm here for it.
Her and Andy have been, her and Andy were beefing the whole episode. Remember, he was talking about her tiggle bitties in the people's faces. And, you know, they had that little thing.
She was calling him, Munchkin, Keebler Elf. And
you know, a man's ego is Saul was tight. Saul, well,
too bad.
Don't do that.
Don't come. Short men hate when you call them short. And she knew exactly that button to push.
And Star's like, and what I love about Star, though, is she's very candid about who she is. It's like, my stuff's already on Front Street, so what can you really throw at me that I don't like?
And she owns it, too. She does.
Right.
She opened up her shirt some more when he took it. Like,
I don't care.
Okay. Because then from there, I mean, it was just like a domino effect. I'm like, where is this going to end? Because an Andy came out, he was yelling at her, called her all types of hoe and bitch.
And Star looking like a killer with a knife. I mean, she
Angel,
didn't just...
Angel called her a bitch too. And then at one point, someone was like, listen, you can't talk to my sister that way.
Because that's my sister.
And I'm like, this is issue number one. This is going to consistently be an issue. Like, their marriage ain't going to make it. But I'm like, this is going to be one of the biggest... Girl, you know they're not
going to
make
Angel. But my thing is, how is it that all these men still feel so threatened by these women? Because this is like how many times that they tried to sabotage
them. Because they're not as good.
Because they feel like they they need to be put in their place.
Girl, they're such a distraction. Oh,
wait. Unpack that. What do you mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like usually when you see men acting like that and whatever, it's like, yeah, okay, you're nice. You got a little bit of thing, but you're getting beside yourself. Mm-hmm. You need to recognize that you don't know as much as you think you know, or
you're not. Don't think too much of yourself.
Yeah, they want to put you in a place where, you know, you aren't dominating.
Humble you.
Yeah, that's exactly. They want to humble you. Don't think that you can take this over. Mm. Don't think that you're a star. Mm. Don't think that you're really winning.
But it's I only am. Because,
and, that's, yeah. And it's like it's a constant competition that we're seeing. Yeah. Like, quite literally, they're competing, you know, in certain events. But at the same time, like, I don't think this friendly competition is really all that friendly.
I don't either.
Like, Noah is really coming for their necks, and he doesn't really care about Alex.
You don't
Angel,
think he cares about Alex?
No.
Kind of, but it's career, and then it's Alex. Like, that's what he really wants. I Alex like, makes him look good. She's great, yeah. Like, arm candy, wow, but no.
I feel like she's fueling something in him. I don't know if it's the competition or what, but just like he said at the top of the episode, he had banged out 7 songs and things like that. So his
and he was never doing that before.
Right. His creative energy is flowing for, you know,
but it's like, but see, and that's what I don't like about not all men, but a lot of men. It's like you have to feed this ego that's just constant. Like, why do I have to be with you for you to want to bang out 7 songs? I need you to want your career more than I do. Like, and that's what I like about
Why do I want more for you right now?
Exactly. Like, with Take 3, it's like, no, I'm hungry. Yes. I want this. I'm trying to win. Right. For y'all got to sabotage my concert in order for y'all to shine. Like, you look goofy. And it's just like when he was, put that radio up in front of everybody at the,
I'm like, what are you doing?
It's like, boy, like, you're a
hater.
You are a hater. And on top of that, if you were such of a man, why do you feel intimidated by 3 women? Girl.
Ooh,
sis.
Listen, look, we all got questions and we need answers.
Doing it.
But what I will say is, it's the company. It's the label. Not promoting unity within the label, like you guys said, making all these friendly competitions, and then also
these showcases.
Just the way that they put, the way they did Noah and Alex. I'm sorry, but that just was the beginning of a
messy
whole,
boots.
Messy boots. That's what it was. It was the beginning of a whole entire problem. So I just want them to get it together.
So I think we've talked a lot about Andy, and I think it's time for us to move into Nalix and how I think I like with him. Noah, of course it comes with his career. He's he's a handsome man. He's dark skinned. He sings so well. Of course the women are going to want to go after him. And I feel like it really sucks that Alex is also on tour, but like, duh, of course, at Tallahassee Tammy is going to be on your man, girl.
Did you see my DM? I liked when Star was like, hey, little bitch.
No. I was like, whoa.
I didn't expect her to throw the phone at that girl's head, though.
Alex came with the
heat first. That's an assault.
Yeah, come
and
on.
And she really should have beat you down, to be for real, because
and there's cameras all the way around. We don't need you going to jail, Star.
And she's cell-talking, because how you gonna throw something at somebody knowing that security's about to cover you up? Like, girl, that was soft. Like, that was hella soft. Because you knew.
That was easy for you.
It was, it was hella easy.
Y'all
cause she
trying to act like Star's not about that life. You know Star's about that life.
She grab a knife. You grab a knife, but are you throwing hands? Because you wanted to. We'll see. Let's have it. When has it happened?
She know how to swing that knife.
I do want receipt. This knife, but let's throw hands. How are you going to be pulling out a knife because you're ready to fight a grown man? Because you know you wouldn't be able to handle a man on your own. That's fair. Whatever. But you slashing tires, like you said, it is an assault.
Yeah. So do y'all think that Nalix is really going to last, though?
No. Like, no.
Alex can't handle it.
No. I mean, he really cares about her. He came to support her. He did the announcing of the group, My Baby's Group, Take 3. People were like, who? And they came out with the acapella and the step team. That
Shout
was
out
cool.
to Jodeci. The name of the episode, by the way, was The Set and the After Party. You know, because Jodeci's third album, The Show, The After Party, The Hotel.
Oh.
Give us that knowledge,
The Show,
Jill.
The After Party, The Hotel. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, he said, there's no other woman for me but you. And she seemed like she really believed him. She fell into his arms almost like she used to do with Derek. But it's not
the
same.
Well, she can't fall in his arms anymore.
You know
she
what?
Can. His what arms
she
work.
She can.
Are really quick, are we going to talk about Natalie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because, yes, that's T2.
Go ahead.
Go on, Megan Good, coming through.
No, I definitely was. Yeah. I think it really sucks. It's a whole nother type of a competition right now. And I don't know if, I'm like, is Carlotta going to try and fight for Maurice? Or is she going to be like, honestly, this ain't even worth it?
I liked how Carlotta was handling it, though.
She did. No, she
like,
did
look,
job.
This is about my business. What y'all had in the past, that's it. Yeah. You're not going to come up here and intimidate me, little bones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eyebrow.
I don't think she really cares that much for Maurice right now.
Because Megan looks good. Megan's beautiful. That's not shade. Yeah.
She gave him an ultimatum, honey. She said, if this happens again, we're going to have a problem.
Right.
So I don't think that she's that invested in the relationship. She's being very sister-sister with Natalie. So I feel like she's like, look, why don't we just come together and just do this? Like, forget. Not forget Maurice, but if he doesn't want to jump on the boat, goodbye.
I knew Natalie was going to try it, though. Like, as soon as the episode ended.
Because Megan good. Like, she plays the girl that she's tries sexy. It.
Yes. And for a moment, though, I was like, okay, Maurice, I really don't care for Maurice like that. I feel like that's all
I don't like them together.
Me neither, for several reasons. But, like, with Natalie, I don't know. I like seeing them together. Not that she'll be, like, an ever-growing character. Mm-hmm. But I was fine. I just think Maurice, in that moment when you see somebody creeping up, this is when men get in trouble.
Right.
That's when you get up. You don't sit in the seat and wait for her to seduce
why?
You.
Why? Okay. Keys, why keys, do men do that? Whenever there's somebody else, some girl on them, they'd be like, but I ain't doing that. But I ain't doing nothing.
And
like, that's the problem. You're not doing anything. Like, you can tell her to back off physically or you need to walk away. But you standing there and taking it and let her touch on you is a part of the problem.
And she's literally
feeling it.
And she's
dummy.
Exactly.
He's kind of feeling it.
And she's literally telling you that if you don't get down, I'm not going to give you any of the resources that you
it
want.
It was a Me Too movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, a Me Too moment.
It was. Yeah. It was.
You cannot be touching on me.
And she knows the buttons to push, too, with Carlotta, because she was like, he likes the girls that he works with. She's like, I know.
And then she goes, it was good, huh?
It was good, ain't it?
It was good, ain't it?
Push the buttons. Oh, Miss Shay, for you, Rocky, she said that Star beat up Paris Jackson when she was a social media Thursday. So awkward. She threw hands. So,
She beat her up.
Did she slap her?
Beat up, though?
She threw hands. That was hands. It wasn't a knife.
Okay,
nobody been beating up nobody, really.
Right.
So, everybody's been killing everybody and electrocuting and like, stabbing and everything else.
Okay, and that's, look, I'm not
now
saying.
Now, Brody will throw hands. Her daddy will throw hands.
Jackson will throw hands.
Shout out to Jackson.
Jill, you got a whole boo now. Jackson, he said, what, bro? I'm the white trash, bro.
Stand up for your boo, Jackson. That's what I'm saying.
Right. And
he's like, come at me, bro.
What do you mean, bro? Bro, I am the white trash, bro. Right, like,
and
what's
so
good?
Big. Andy was looking up at him like, well, let me just go ahead and
I was like, I don't think I want to. I'm going to sit down.
I'm just going to. All right.
Yeah. Miss Shay, we don't hate on Star. We love Star.
Okay,
Star
we only got a couple more
about.
Minutes left, and I want to get through to our special Carlotta's wig review.
Yes.
Okay,
Carlotta's
real quick.
Carlotta's wig review. We said we was going to come up with a song, but they didn't have one.
We didn't.
Hey, now.
We'll work on it.
Okay, well, let me just tell you guys, I just want to do my part first, please.
Go ahead.
Today's wig was the pink, you know, because first she had on a regular wig, you guys. I can't name those. Those are just, they have real names on the tag when you buy them. But this was
the names that let you get a job.
Right.
Yeah.
The names that let you get a job.
You get
like
a job
Karen.
With this wig.
Yeah, the Karen.
Susan?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but Auntie Flo was tonight.
Oh.
Auntie Flo. Her real name is Florine. She collects money at all family gatherings. Money
Why?
That's been owed to her. Money that's owed to others. Money that grandmama paid for people's colleges and things. She likes to come and tell you, what are you doing with that degree? Also, she will check anyone, including your boyfriend, your friends, if they sit on the bed, if they go in a room with the door closed. She don't play that.
Okay.
All right? And she can't really cook, but you better eat her food. She don't play that.
Ew.
Oh, wait, one more thing. She listens to 90s hip-hop and only gospel. That's her two genres.
Okay. That's it for her.
And Auntie that's Flo. It for Carlotta's wig. No.
You know, I live, though.
I live.
Life.
You can tell a lot from a wig.
So our fans, let's do a couple shout-outs because y'all are chatting.
Y'all are in there. Shout-out to Lily Hines, Makeup by Maya. Like I said, Miss Shay, we're not hating. Xavier, shout-out to you. You guys stay in the chat. Keep us lit. We love it. We appreciate it. Don't forget to hit us up on social media, too, for your shout-outs.
Talk to us. We don't have any news and gossip at
Denise
moment.
Miller. Oh, I do.
Oh,
I
real
do.
Quick. Okay.
Real quick. Saad Lee Daniels on Instagram.
TV News.
So, real quick, Saad Lee Daniels on Instagram. He returned to Instagram to announce that Star and Empire are the number one and number two shows for African-American viewers across all of TV. Woo-hoo. So, shout out to both of those shows. Congratulations.
And
on that.
And Lee Daniels, because you make it poppin'.
Amen.
Hey, and that's Lee. Great. I think we would absolutely love to be on the number one shows for African Americans. That would be so great.
Reminder.
You guys.
Message.
Yes. You know, we're available. I'll pack my stuff up and I'll go to Atlanta, honey.
Okay. Do some step shows and everything.
Who's available? Show of hands. Jill, you're not available?
I'm available. Okay. I was moving slow. I'm sorry. I'm available.
Yes. Okay, so let's get into predictions. So, Jill, so start with you again.
Listen.
Come on, these sound effects.
I know. Shout out to Josh or Anthony. We're not sure who's in the
booth
right now.
Josh is right.
Ah.
First of all.
Ow. So, my predictions are next week's episode is going to be a killer. I don't know if you saw the previews, but we're trying to figure out what's going on with Noah and Rose. Girl. So all I know is larceny, heartbreak, drama next week. That's it. Simple.
Go ahead.
I think, okay, so I was kind of with you on it. I don't know if it's a dream or not.
Mm-hmm. I said that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a dream or not.
It's a sequence.
But it did seem very real. But honestly, the only prediction that I have right now is with Maurice. I do think that he's... Okay, I think Carlotta's going to walk in right when they're about to do something, and then it's going to be... They're going to cut ties. And then I feel like the concert's going to be shut down because then now he's going to get mad, and it's going
to
be a whole...
And they're going to have to stay. Right. Start all over in Atlanta. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's juicy. If they got to start all over, I mean, they're gonna start all over and never leave again.
No.
But I'm gonna predict that Noah is falling in love with Alex, but he does not know how to love. He is a former drug addict who, by the way, was looking a little rough today, baby. Come on, get that together. Yes, and I also think that Andy is going to get together with Cassie and discover his love for a strong and different kind of black woman, and I think he's gonna get involved with them pills.
$200,000.
He's gonna get involved with those pills and a new kind of black woman, and to discover more of his blackness. Yeah.
We didn't get to discuss that, but yeah, Cassie was trying to get Miss Bruce to move that weight through the salon, and Miss Bruce is like, "Not again. I'm not doing it.
No
illegal things.
Nope.
I'm so glad. I'm like, yes, thank you.
Yeah, because like, why would we do that?
So I think Derek and Mariella are going to get a little bit closer. Like I said, I think Miss Ruby is definitely going to be more accepting, though. Like, how can you hate the woman that helped your grandson to walk? Like,
so Dariella, y'all?
Is it Mariella?
Mariella.
Oh, Dariella, right?
But I mean, you said it with the accent.
I got it, Dariella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cotton, she's going to continue to rekindle her relationship with Keisha. I don't know how much we'll see of the son. The Big Easy, in the preview, we definitely saw Miss Bruce, like,
we're going to Mardi Gras,
so I'm ready to see that. I think that's going to be, I feel like it's going to be my favorite sequence. And then Hayo and his heart issues. I think that's going to definitely become like...
It's like, go figure, you have heart issues.
And let's talk about Hayo.
The life you live, you have heart issues.
Right. Oh, my God.
Real quick, Hayo, talking about, I still want to hit that to Carlotta.
But you can still get it, boy.
You guys,
still getting these drugs.
I wrote down that Hayo is still hoeing and popping pills.
Man, and it's rock like, star lifestyle might don't make it.
He might don't. So we need to wrap up. Where can we find you, girl?
Hey, I'm Jill Monroe. You guys follow me at Stiletto Jill. Hit me up. Jump in the DMs. It's Stiletto Jill everywhere.
Yes.
And my name is Rocky Harris everywhere. And you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Hey, I'm Shauna O. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at DShauna O. And tonight on Riverdale, right here on AfterBuzz TV.
What's going on, y'all? I'm your lead host again, Ivana Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams. And follow me on Instagram. I need to get my Instagram followers up. Ivana.Williams. Thank you, Osmond, again for the Star After Show for AfterBuzz TV. Yes. Bye.
We love y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.